I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bills just sent out an email that says they're selling playoff tickets on Thursday. They waited for the Bengals to leave, I think.
Yeah, I don't want any trouble with them.
No.
That was controversial.
How did that work out last time?
2 years ago.
The Bengals took the Bills selling future playoff tickets as a tremendous insult, and they went ahead and won.
Yeah, even though I think they were doing the same thing
organizationally.
But, you know, whatever. Whatever gets you through the day. Find your axe and grind.
At least we got an announcement at all. I mean, a team could be afraid of potential backlash and other, you know, would the Patriots be offended by this?
Oh, sure. Well, I hope
so. Oh, you think you're going to make it?
I hope they are. I look forward to Mike Vrabel being asked about it. Or, yeah, I don't know, the Boston media, maybe they wouldn't take that to Vrabel. They'll take it to, like, the captain of the special teams, maybe.
Mm.
Like, hey, you know, it's not for nothing.
I'm guessing they're selling their own as well.
I would think they should be.
Probably should be.
You'd make a great stocking stuffer.
Tickets?
Sure.
Playoff tickets?
Yeah.
I guess they would. When I was a kid, sometimes Sabres tickets would be in the stocking, which was great. But playoff tickets probably are a little big for the stocking, at least where I come from. The number one present can't be in the stocking. And if that's not the number one present, somebody's living very well.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those cars you see is the number one present. Somebody gets a Lexus.
I think,
and then the tickets are in the stocking.
The keys are in the stocking for the car, maybe.
Put it all in the stocking then.
But I'm almost sure that my wife's number one present a time or two has been in the stocking because it was like a
ring?
A jewelry box, you know, something like that, and that is something I think I would have put in the stocking, sort of mix it in there with the other, you know, sort of junky presents.
That's never happened to me.
One present in the stocking?
No, not even when I'm giving, no. My wife likes big, puffy coats and blankets.
Okay, that's hard to fit in a stocking.
You just can't hide it in there.
No.
You have to leave that in the box, wrap it. Yeah, there's no mistaking that. a gift card or two, sure. That's, you know, it's good to be planning ahead here. Like you said, a couple of weeks away from Christmas. Philip Rivers is really happening. So his last game was the playoff game here in 2020, COVID. And that was a close game.
Yep.
And then he retired. So I'm going to ask you what your reaction to this is. You know, the Colts are a team in the mix. They went from a pretty big favorite to an underdog to make the playoffs and win their division in a pretty short span. Now they've lost at least one quarterback, so they do this. I've had these bets against the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, it's getting late. There are 3 minutes left in the Eagles-Chargers game. Philadelphia is ahead, which is good for the Colts, I suppose. Why would it not be?
Right.
And
good for everybody in the AFC.
I'm staring at the cash outs, and then I hear Philip Rivers is coming, possibly coming to the rescue.
Wow, this was around last night. Yeah, I dozed off. I missed the end.
It was reported last night that they were bringing him in.
Okay.
And I got a little bit freaked and took the money.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Which is, that's embarrassing, right?
I think, I'm glad you said it. Yeah, I think so. I think that's, I don't think you should have done that.
I mean, it was a pretty good percentage of the potential payout
that
anyway.
That matters to the equation. I mean, if you don't want to get into the particulars, but if you're getting, 80% of what you would have won anyway, then whatever.
Maybe about that.
Yeah, then I don't think I want to be that hard on you then.
Yeah, like
it's when they're offering you like half that I just sort of balk at it. Like, I'll ride this out. I'll make it, even though the half in some cases has been really significant.
Well,
I still want to get it home.
This came up yesterday, maybe, how we're different like this.
Yeah.
Where you're one leg away and I'm like, I'm good. That's a win. I turned my 10 into a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you want to go for the gold, right?
And yeah.
I don't know. Like, to me, there's an interesting personality trait within there somehow. Like, just maybe I'm mostly conservative about it. I just want plus EV, Bulldog. I don't need the jackpot, but I want to make a bet and have it come off as a winning bet,
right?
And not just for 5 cents where it's significant,
right?
Enough,
right?
So
yeah.
I'm not all the way out on the Colts. I still have a couple, but I'm mostly out on the Colts thing.
I might sing a different tune when and if this bites me sometime. Because, I got that Pittsburgh-Cincy parlay I won was a big chunk of change early in the fourth quarter that I turned down, and I got very close to losing all of it. But I did, and then the hockey thing was the same way. That was also very close to going up in smoke last Thursday, I guess that was. I had a big chunk that was offered, and I'm like, let me just close the app and leave it alone. As soon as that goes, the opposite way for me, I might line up more on your side. Like, they're offering me this amount. I'm going to take it. That's
I'm being too easy on myself here. I bet the under last night when the total was 35.5 and the score might have been 13 all, something like that. Maybe was that the score last night at one point? So it just felt early. It was earlier than that, 13-9 or some score like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just I felt under, right? So I take the under. Now it's 35.5. Now it's 16-13. The same moment, 3 minutes to go in the game. Chargers ball down 16-13. Touchdown beats me. Field goal probably beats me because then it's overtime, which is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, or 19-16, whatever it was. 19-16.
Yeah, because 22-19 was the final.
19-16. I'm winning by a half a point. Late. There's the cash out. My $15, if I'm willing to push the button, it brings back $18. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm gonna let it ride. I'm not
big
doing this for $3. But then I'm still sitting there thinking, I think I'm probably gonna lose this, but there was that offer. I'll just see what happens, and then I lose, and I feel like, why did I just take it?
Sometimes you got to just go big or go home, Mike.
Yeah. Bad. what is your impression of the Rivers thing? I want to say, I think I want to give the Colts credit.
Yeah.
For this is like the Bengals with Flacco.
Uh-huh.
Your season is probably over if you don't do something big or just kind of wild, extreme, something to give yourself an honest chance? And is this that? I mean, it seems like the Colts mean it to be, or else they wouldn't bother.
I guess I'm a little conflicted. I mean, you're taking cash shots all over, so rooting for your bets is over. Not that I was, like, really into that, but whatever. You know, I'd like to see you do well and be right about something. And you still will be right whether you win or not. You know, you cash the bets out, I mean. You know, if they flounder here. And they are, you know, a team that has gone from maybe being a problem to I don't think they're going to make it anyway, and if they do, they'll be pretty dilapidated, and I'm not that worried about them. Rivers is a pretty big wild card. The conflict is that as a 60-year-old person, I kind of want to root for him to like show up and be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But even within that, there's a conflict because there's a decent, I think more I'm trying to be a good person, and I feel like the good person thing to do is to root for the 44-year-old man to show up and not get, like, not look like a 44-year-old man has not played NFL football in 5 years. But there is also a part of me that sort of wants it to look like he should never be near an NFL field again. You shouldn't be able to just walk out of coaching your kid's high school team and into the NFL, even with a couple of weeks to ramp up, because I don't think there's any... Is there talk of him actually playing right away? I don't know. I feel like it's... Physically, I think that would be unwise. I would think you want to go through a week or two, see how his body reacts to throwing... You know, I don't know how many passes does an NFL quarterback usually throw in practice. I know with guys that are playing all the games, they scale that back. But this is a guy that hasn't played in 5 years, so I would think you'd want to work him out and make sure he can handle it. And he's got to pass that test first. But part of me wants this to just be like turn into, oh my God, like play the Benny Hill music. What are we doing here? He's going to play the Houston Texans in Week 18?
He's going to go to Seattle first if he at all plays this week. Right. That's almost the toughest test you could think of.
I want it to be evident to everyone that it's just too hard to just roll in there and do it. No matter how much experience you've had, if you've gone this long without having done the job, there's no catching up. So,
And why do you want that? Sort of the...
Just because it would make...
Affirmation that what you think to be true, that this is like a near impossible
job.
Yeah,
it should be too hard for him, is it. And like intellectually, I feel like... It's not like I don't have anything against Philip Rivers.
No one does.
Right? But I just... I feel like it should be too hard. So I guess I'm rooting for that too, while also, you know, it wouldn't necessarily make me mad if he can do it, because that would be kind of incredible. But I don't know. My default setting is, come on.
It's been on my mind for a month how many teams really just at that time, if not still, wouldn't know what their quarterback outlook is for next year. And this includes good teams. I brought up Denver for this a few weeks ago. Like, no, I mean, Denver is winning too much for you to think that they're going to even have a conversation about what to do at the position. Everybody would freak out if right. they made a change at quarterback. But is their guy actually good? I guess the playoffs, the rest of the season in the playoffs will speak to that. And if he bombs or he's just overmatched by a guy like Allen or May even, which is possible, then... Maybe I think of like you and I in all these markets, we would be having that conversation about what to do. And as crazy as it would seem to, you know, imagine them replacing him, I don't know. Maybe it's one of these where you're going to look right eventually. This is maybe Miami a couple of years ago or other teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's on the extreme. Indianapolis was on my list too, because are we just going to settle for that Daniel Jones is it? Are we just going to do that? Let's see what happens. What happened? I mean, they lost three in a row, but the injury is so tough for him because now maybe he doesn't get a contract at all. I mean, eventually he'll probably start for somebody. The league is needy. But they were a team that I also thought at least could talk about it. Like, what should we do? I mean, you have teams like the – right now the number one odds team to get the first overall pick is the Raiders. And they would pick the best quarterback, like, without even thinking about it. They would have to do that. But the Giants wouldn't. I mean, the Browns might, but they wouldn't necessarily do it.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans are right there, too. They might not. So you're just going to kind of – you think you – you don't have to agree with this. You might think that you know your guy isn't it, but, geez, I can't really pull the plug on this yet.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the Titans.
It would stun me if the Titans did something. It would not stun me – something other than going with Cam Ward next year.
But now the Colts are back in that bucket.
Right, they are. Yeah.
Unless it's Philip Rivers.
Right. Next
starting
year, even
next
too.
Year,
right.
At 45.
Right.
Well, his birthday was yesterday, so he'd still be 44.
Right. He's got a ways to go there.
Is he a young 44? His birthday was literally yesterday.
I don't know. I haven't read every word that's been written about this, but our buddy Armando Salguero wrote a piece about it and said, the word is he can still throw the ball just fine, but he's 20 to 30 pounds heavier than he was the last time he played.
Sounds right.
And
not hard to believe.
Not hard to believe. Hard to fathom that isn't going to be a problem. I mean, this is not a guy who is nimble to begin with. And I don't know. I just have a very hard time seeing that go well. That's sort of what I mean when I say it in my head, as cool as it would be if he could do it, I don't think he should be able to. I'm the one who's been over here for 5 years going, Brady is a lie. Like, don't think Aaron Rodgers is still going to be great when he's 39 or 40. And anybody else fits under the same umbrella, because Brady is a freak. He's a one-off. And I don't think we can reasonably gauge quarterbacks' careers and their staying power and their prowess at the top of the class on Brady. He's one of one, I think. And so far with Rodgers is playing, and he's had good days, but he's had way more bad days than good days since the calendar flipped on him.
But that's also still in play. Just like it will be with Rivers now, and maybe there are other guys, because Pittsburgh is in first place. Like, the answer on that hasn't come yet. This is a point I make all the time about the Bills season. When we're dissecting the details day after day after day, we know they're at least pretty good, and maybe they don't have to worry about Kansas City. Like, there's a window for them, but they're also not a perfect team, right? They have issues. What will it end up being described as, like, this season? How will you end up writing it? We don't know yet. It could be a lot of different things. It could be that their tight ends were enough and wide receiver didn't kill them, or it could be wide receiver kills them, right? So these questions just hover until you get into that game.
And Rodgers still has a chance to write a different ending. That's right. That's
You've
fair.
Also said about him that for all these quarterbacks, he is somebody that I'd be a little bit worried about having to beat. Because of what his career has been, you know. Now, the Bills did just beat them badly, you know, last Sunday. But still, I think you could still say that. Versus Trevor Lawrence? Versus Stroud? Versus Herbert? Versus Philip Rivers, literally? Or May or Nix? I don't know. It's all still...
There's such a recency bias on this for me because of just, you know, a week ago Sunday... I feel like I'd rather play Rodgers than any one of those people.
Okay.
Right now. Like, I really, that's how I feel right now. But that in and of itself, there would still be, you know, some chance he could have a day. I just don't know if they have the whole team that those other teams even have either. You know, Denver, I'm not scared of Bo Nix, but they have a defense that might be as close to what Houston has, and that should at least give you some pause. I still wouldn't mind playing them, honestly, myself, but it's not, you know, the easiest matchup.
And those are, well, at least Denver would be a road game almost definitely at this point. And that's a thing this year. You know, I usually don't get hung up on home road, but the Bills have four losses. Three were away. Atlanta got all over them early. offensively and defensively, and then their offense kind of quelled, but they had enough to win by 10. Miami close to blew the Bills out, and that's not like a tough crowd or anything, but you are on the road, on grass. I mean, maybe there's something. The Bills have won there so many times. I'm not trying to make it a bigger thing. And then Houston was these pass rush teams. Maybe it's a question for Ross today. Like, how much of a difference is it really?
Home road.
Home road for that. And that would be a Denver issue, you know, if the Bills had to, versus their being here last year, and they're not exactly the same. But I think that could be that's the kind of opponent where I think it might matter quite a bit where you're playing them. I don't know, is New England this?
I don't feel like they are. No, I don't feel like they are. I think the thing that they did really well when they played the Bills was it was the first game of the year where the running game didn't work. I think we have since seen mostly games where that gets shut down, the Bills can be in real trouble. And so I don't think of them as a team that's going to like blow the doors off the edges or anything. And that run defense has taken a significant turn since Milton Williams has left their lineup. Like their last, I think it's like 3 or 4 weeks without him, they are near the bottom in a lot of run stuff that they were at or near the top in the first 11 weeks of the season, or 10 weeks.
It's 10 straight wins, the Patriots, and the lowest point output in any of those 10 games was their win here, 23. They have scored more than 23 points in every other of their 10 straight wins. Plus their other win earlier, they scored 33, but in their losses, it was 13 and 14. So defense is a part of it. When you win 10 straight, it's going to be a lot of things. But I think with New England, for me, it's mostly May. And when I watch him, he's hard not to be impressed by. I mean, obviously. But it looks like he gets lots of time, most games. He can move, even if it's just like subtle footwork stuff. He's deft in the pocket and can run, and the ball is just perfect. And I guess guys get open enough, well enough for him to lead to that. But I think he has time. I don't know the metrics on him.
Well, he's gotten sacked a pretty good amount, but I think it's a lot of that is not like their line getting blown up. It's him just holding it too long. I think that might be he might be a key example in the sacks are a quarterback stat argument this year.
40 times.
So I mean he gets hit, but I don't think they're like super necessarily leaky there. It's just that he gets greedy and holds it a little long.
Some of these could also be 1 yard losses running to the sideline to try to get away from pressure.
But he is the thing about their team that is definitely the most intimidating. I'm not sitting here telling you that the defense can be easily had. But I just feel like if I can handle him, if I can keep him from making one or two of the incredible plays he made here, I think I can get him. The team, I mean. I think they can win. But they've got to find a way, and that's like playing Josh Allen. you got to find a way to try to not let him create something out of structure that just makes you go, oh, my God, that's one of the plays of the year. and May did that a couple times against the Bills.
One game-winning drive. That would be the game here. Tied late, drove to the winning field goal, May. 803-0550 is our number. We'll look for your phone calls after our first break here. Ross Tucker joins us at 4. Paul Hamilton will stop by at 6 for a Sabres review last night and preview tonight. They lose in Calgary. They're in Edmonton tonight. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a sign of desperation. I mean, they haven't won the division since Andrew Luck has been there. And every team in the division has won, every other team in the division has won it twice since then. So think about that. That pressure on Chris Ballard, when you trade two first-round picks to go get Sauce Gardner, you're all in. And you look at your quarterback go down, and then you have to do something. This is a panic move to try and do something this year.
Pete Prisco. I mean, the Colts should go ahead and admit all that. Of course it's desperate. Who would say it isn't?
It doesn't cost them anything other than embarrassment.
Just,
you know, that there's no long-term damage to having Phillip Rivers there, even if he looks like a 44-year-old man should look, at least how I think a 44-year-old man stepping out of retirement to play after 5 years should look, which is not good.
I guess they make that determination starting today. Versus what they have in Brett Rypien, I guess, or if Leonard is healthy, the rookie from Notre Dame. Like, they'll have to decide that based on how he looks in these practices. Because if he doesn't look capable at all, like physically, if it looks like a terrible idea, then they'll look bad for stooping to this, mm-hmm. You might say. Even if the other guys, I mean, clearly this is how they feel, probably don't give them any more confidence to get wins here.
They must have a decent amount of confidence that he'll look decent in practice, because if he worked out for them last night and they've signed him to the practice squad, like the initial, he cleared the first hurdle, you know, like he passed the first test. He threw it well enough for them to go, okay, yeah, let's at least open the door to this.
Well, if you heard this story last night like I did, you might have had the thought, I wonder what Ryan Miller is up to.
Oh, boy. Right.
I mean, 45.
Yeah, right. Who says he can't do it? He probably keeps himself in pretty good shape.
Right. Ryan Miller has played more recently than Phillip Rivers.
That's what we need, another goalie. They need a goalie that can actually play is what they really need.
The Sabres. They've never stopped delivering or start. Charlie is with us. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Listen, I've been James Cook's number one fan, and I've been, even when you guys didn't like it, I was saying how we had to pay him. He's worth every penny. And right now, after 13 games, he's in second place in the NFL in rushing, mm-hmm. over 1,308 yards, 5.8 yards rushing per average. He's been everything we said he would be. However, I'm just disappointed over these fumbles. I said, and you hate for me, you guys have got on me about comparing him, James Cooks, to O.J., Cookie, and Thurman. Well, let me say this. In their first 4 years, Cookie Gilchrist had about 25 fumbles. O.J. had 27, and Thurman Thomas had 22. This man is on had only 8 fumbles, but I am demoralized over this recent rash of fumbles. And I think that we have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I said in the beginning of the year, we had a dip. I think we're hitting a point right now where we can be the best team in the NFL. And that's why we're rated over the Patriots by a point.
So what do you want to do here? What's the point going to be? What do you want to do about any of this?
I want to just sort of go on the record that while James Cook is worth the money, we can't win a Super Bowl if he can't hold that ball. And I don't know what, you know, I'm just, again, I'm his biggest fan.
On the record.
I'm demoralized.
Right, well, are you worried that your credibility would be questioned, Charlie, out there in the world if this didn't happen?
You're okay with us.
Who cares?
I'm not going to worry about it.
Listen, why don't we just replace the name James Cook with literally any other running back on a playoff team and say the same thing? Let's just do that.
We do know that he in 4 years is beating OJ and everybody else.
Of course he is, because nobody fumbles anymore like in those days. Everybody is. I'm saying if you're calling to say, hey, guys, if my running back fumbles in the playoffs, I'm going to lose. I'm just telling you that's literally every team.
Yeah.
Especially true. At the goal line.
Every team has the same
cost you a touchdown.
Would have the same concern. If their guy fumbles at the one, they're in trouble.
I want to tell you to not worry about it, Charlie. It just might be a bad run, and I don't know. Do you subscribe to? I don't necessarily, but you might. Get it out of the way now. Get it out of your system, you know, whatever. Because right, I don't see him necessarily being really careless. It just, you know, it comes and goes. It's bad. It can just be bad luck. Guys making plays on you, you know, punching the ball out. And I know, you know, part of their job is to secure it, but I don't know. I'm not on like some sort of full alert. Oh my God, James Cook is going to drop the ball. He might, and I might be wrong. But I don't know. It's not something, because I don't think there's any point in worrying about it, because
we're predicting it.
It might happen. It might not. I mean, there's no knowing. I don't think he's changed or he's careless or something. I think it just happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you.
I mean, that's just, I'm not either. I'm not. It's not anything I ever think about. You can.
I sometimes think about how the coach might react to it, because it was only 2 years ago, right, that he fumbled on the first play of the game and then got benched.
Denver.
Right? So, like, that's happened, but that's before he really had established himself as what he is now. I mean, he's got 1,300 yards here through 13 games. I mean, he's having an incredible year. On the heels of a really good year last year, and the touchdowns were what were so explosive about it. He's still sitting on 8, you know, so we'll see. I like his chances to get to maybe 10 or 12, but he's not getting to 16. I would highly doubt, unless he just goes crazy here in these last 4 games. But the yardage total is huge. You are off a little on the yards per carry. It's 5.3, not 5.8, but still excellent.
Me?
No, the caller, Charlie, said he's 5.8, which is so close to 6 that I wanted to look.
Oh, that's CJ Spiller territory.
Right.
I'm looking at the, because it's come up, list of active players by career fumbles. They're all quarterbacks. Allen is 8th, 69. He has 69 fumbles. Same as Lamar. Russell Wilson, 111. Would Philip Rivers be on this list? Or he was retired, so no.
No.
We got to get to it here. How many fumbles would Philip Rivers have? He would never sneak, right? That was his thing?
Right.
You never saw Philip Rivers on a quarterback sneak.
And he wasn't now, one to be running, romping through the open field or anything either. So, I
hardly.
Mean, we would have fumbled in the pocket, I'm sure, plenty.
I mean, if he comes out now and starts running draws and sweeps RPOs from Philip Rivers. Look out. He fumbled the same as Wilson 111 times. He has a chance to go back in the lead.
Guys.
Did you know that his Hall of Fame clock, if you will, resets?
If he gets on the if if he gets on the active roster or gets in a game. I think if he gets on the active roster, it resets. So right now, it isn't reset. He's on the practice squad. But I think if he graduates to the roster, I don't even know if he has to get in a game, but obviously if they put him on the roster, it's because they're going to play him. So I think those two things are probably, you know, one and the same. Then, yeah, he resets to because he's eligible right now. He was announced as a semifinalist, I think, this year, this class.
For the 26 vote.
But if he gets on, if he gets on the roster, I think that resets to zero. Ooh. He's got another 5
Interesting.
Years.
Would you care about that if you were – Philip Rivers or anybody, they can wait.
Sure. I mean, if I really want to play, if I think I can play, I think I can help this team. I have a relationship with the coach that goes back to days in San Diego. Okay, you know, I don't think I'm going to be too bent out of shape about waiting another 5 years.
Allen has 77 rushing touchdowns in his career.
Right.
Rivers has 3. None since 2011. He's not a runner. Maybe that's
3.
Maybe for 5 years he's been out running, you know, long distance and he's ready. I don't know.
Not a runner. If you had just asked me how many rushing touchdowns does Philip Rivers have in his career? He played, what did he play? 17 years
so far.
I would have told you he's got 10. I think at least like one a year, almost maybe. I would have gone to 17.
One in the playoffs, so 4 if you include the playoffs. Amazing. Allen has another half dozen or so in the playoffs. I think probably around that, maybe more. Larry is next. Hello, Larry.
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
As far as Rivers, I mean, God bless him. If he wants to get back on there on the field and put himself in that harm's way at 44, I mean. Myself, I'm 45. I'm pretty sure at this point, if I played Madden, I'd probably pull a hamstring. I mean, holy cow. And then I guess a quick question, too, that you guys brought up the Hall of Fame stuff. Technically, so if he gets on the field, he's ineligible for the Hall of Fame. This would be his first ballot since he was a semifinalist.
Right.
If he does eventually get into the Hall of Fame, would he still be considered a first ballot Hall of Famer? Since this was technically he was on the ballot now.
Yes,
I think so, because he's going to be made ineligible, which sort of negates this whole exercise for this year. But it is a good.
That'd be a fun little question. But my real comment here is, and I might be in the minority here. I'm kind of hoping that the Bills stay at the 5th spot. I think honestly, the 5th seed, as opposed to getting the 2nd seed, it seems to be like an easier path for them. Because right now, if I'm the 2nd seed, I don't know if I want to run into Houston in the first round. Obviously, if they can get up to the 1st seed, I mean, we're talking different. You get the bye to rest up. But I kind of love Buffalo where they're in at the 5th seed. I just wanted to kind of get your guys' opinion on that.
Well, they dropped to the 6th last night because the Chargers passed them. The Chargers have a tiebreak on them, so they're in the 6th slot right now. But the point holds. I was saying yesterday, if not even before that, I think I might rather. This is with Baltimore in the spot. I was like, well, I'll drop down and I'd rather go to Denver or I'd rather go to Jacksonville than deal with the Ravens. Now it's Pittsburgh, and look, that could flip 2 more times before we're done. So I don't want to get too married to any of this, but I liked how it looked yesterday a lot. I mean, the Bills were in the 5 spot. Steelers are in.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day 1 for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And the four, and even the other matchups weren't like crazy upsets to get you back home as soon as the divisional round. So I hear you. It's an extra game. You're not getting a week off. I mean, I would still much prefer to get the one, but there's just such a slim chance of that happening.
I'm just afraid of everything right now. I'm afraid of everybody and everything.
Well, take a buyout.
Take a buyout?
You get a buyout.
If I've been offered one?
Can you get a buyout on anything that you're worried about?
Oh, the cash out? You know?
Cash out, I meant. That, yeah,
okay.
Take the cash out.
Well, maybe I have some more of that to do, I guess. I do have one on Dallas to make the playoffs, and they are offering me some money, which I think is kind of funny. But, yeah, like, I don't even want to say it. If it's the Steelers, if 4-5 is Pittsburgh-Buffalo, that game again,
mm-hmm.
Is it really going to go like that? Are the Steelers just, again, this year, going to limp into the playoffs and get crushed, this time in their own stadium? That hasn't been one of the outcomes yet.
That's right.
They're on the road. They went to Buffalo. They went to Kansas City, Baltimore last year, and just get beat badly, but not in their own place. But, again, I watched the game. The Bills just did that to them. The Bills have not won a road game since Kelly in the playoffs. And I don't think we're going too far in the direction of, oh, don't worry about it, at least it's not Kansas City. I do hear plenty of that. I feel like it's kind of in the right place, mostly, in the fan base for this, respecting these other teams, maybe not the Steelers so much, but mm-hmm. The guy saying that about the Texans, a lot of people are saying that,
yep.
Just like, watch out. I don't know if they're saying that about Jacksonville in the same way, but when did the Bills beat Jacksonville down there? Not in the playoffs. I mean, it's meaningless, right? It's so long ago, some of these games, and why does it have to matter? But we are talking about, for a season where winning the Super Bowl was and still is the goal, this team, which has lost these road playoff games time after time, all in Kansas City, admittedly, are just going to win three of them. They're going to rip off a winning streak mm-hmm. in road games unless they get the five and end up playing a 6 or 7 at home, which is possible. We think it might be that kind of a year. So yeah. There is that chance. I don't know. I get why they're a favorite or the favorite in the conference. I get the Allen point. What quarterback would you rather have? All that, I get it. Their experience is not all bad. But this is what we're going to need. Is a road winning streak in the postseason from a team that has just never done that. I mean, they have, again, tell me it's irrelevant because it probably is, but they have 4 road playoff games in history. Wins.
Mm-hmm.
81.
2 of them came in 1 year. Yeah.
92, 92. Is there another one? Oh, in the 60s. Yeah, they beat the Chargers in the AFL championship one of those times in San Diego. But, I mean, that's 4 ever, and this is... We might need 3. Plus the Super Bowl, if you want to count that. You don't have to.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
They get an extra week off before the Super Bowl.
That's right. They might be favored in all those games, though.
There is that.
They're favored this week. They might not be favored, or might they be favored if they went to Denver this week? Maybe.
I
think they're favored against everybody.
Yeah.
In the AFC this week. If it's New England, then off a bye.
Right.
They've beaten them. So, I mean, you can certainly be optimistic. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Ross Tucker at 4. This is WGR.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.